AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At Arlington National Cemetery.
Order! Oh!
Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. President Trump is in Japan on Memorial Day. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, says there are lots of stories of sacrifice on Memorial Day.
One of men and women who stood for something larger than themselves. It's about men and women who embodied the most important values and traditions of our nation. And it's about men and women who made a difference.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is getting a look at the latest tornado damage in his state.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places. Whole roof's gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable anybody could survive.
Two people were killed in El Reno near Oklahoma City. Stitt says President Trump called him from Japan.
He just kept saying he's just, devastated, but they're here to help. And he said, call him if we need anything.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in the Tulsa area yesterday, damaging structures, uprooting trees, and toppling power lines. In Japan, President Trump says the U.S. isn't ready to make a trade deal with China, but he's leaving open the possibility that the two nations could strike a deal someday.
I don't believe that China could continue to pay these really hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.
The world's two largest economies are in intense standoff over trade. President Trump has met with the new emperor of Japan, as well as the Prime Minister President Shinzo Abe. The European Union's top trade official insists that the agriculture sector cannot be included in negotiations on a new trade agreement with the United States, as the United States has demanded. Trade talks continue between the U.S. and the EU. This is AP Radio News. President Trump talked about the 2020 campaign while in Japan.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister were holding a joint news conference in Tokyo when a reporter asked him why he appeared to side with North Korea's autocratic leader about Joe Biden.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster.
The president broke with a long-standing tradition of avoiding partisan squabbles while on foreign soil and let it fly.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The president said he is not a Biden fan. I'm Rita Foley.
A Chicago Tribune investigation suggests tens of thousands of Illinois residents whose gun licenses have been revoked could still have firearms. The problem was underscored in February when a man killed five former colleagues and police officers were wounded in Aurora, Illinois, using a gun he had kept despite revocation of his card. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.